Those of you that brought your Bibles this morning, again, we shall call your attention to the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Out of the 25th chapter, I'll read again for your consideration, verses 31 through 33. The Bible reads this morning, "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left." Supporting scripture 100 Psalms and the third verse reads, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that have made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture." Also for your consideration, the Gospel according to St. John 10 and 11, where Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. And he shall set the sheep on the right hand, but the goats on the left." When we consider these verses this morning, we would like to speak to you from the thought or thing: when it's all said and done, we'll either be one of the sheep or a goat. When it's all said and done, we will either be one of the sheep or a goat. Sometimes you have to call him all night long. You can't give up. You got to just hang in there. Let the Lord know I'm determined, I'm persistent, that I got to hear an answer from the Lord. Somebody's been calling on him in this house this morning. Somebody waiting on his answer right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. Isn't it good to have somebody that you can call on? Hallelujah. Sometimes we say amongst ourselves that there's no need to complain because don't nobody care, but that's not the case when it comes to the God that I serve. Because God does care. And you can call on him when you can't call on nobody else. One thing about calling on God, you can depend on him. He will come to your rescue. God has did just that for many of us in here right now. Many of us know that we called on the Lord and God came in and came to our rescue. And after God blessed us, then we are yet to be a blessing unto other people. I count it all joy this morning to yet be counted amongst the living, to have this blessed opportunity to assemble ourselves again in the house of the Almighty God. We come this morning to give God thanks and to glorify his name and to just let the Lord know that we still yet need him. Despite the fact that there are those that can say that I'm saved and I'm sanctified and I'm full of the Holy Ghost, even those of you that are able to declare that still can also say that I need the Lord every step of the way. Because you might be blessed this morning, because you may not have anything that really bothering you or stressing you out, that does not mean that you don't have a reason to call on God. Too many times in our life, we take our lives for granted. We take our blessings for granted, and we got to understand that it is a blessing this morning to be counted amongst the living. It is a blessing this morning that you were able to dress yourself. It is a blessing that you were able to come into this house of worship. Whether you walked in, hopped in, dragged in, or however, it is a blessing to be here. Those of us that are blessed to have two good legs and two good arms and we're able to move about and our mind is somewhat sound, we got a lot to be thankful for, but we cannot take those blessings for granted.
We can be up today and we very well can be down today. It doesn't necessarily have to be tomorrow. Today, you could die today. You could fall short today. Today, everybody that you think love you might turn their back on you. There was a time that you used to would think that I don't need nobody. As long as I got a job, as long as I got a couple of dollars, then I'm going to be all right. But a couple of dollars can't save you. A couple of dollars can't heal you. We got to understand we need one another. We need to understand that the reason why you are strong is because you are going to help somebody that is weaker than what you are. Why is it that we want to be blessed and we want to be elevated and lifted up so high and act like we don't have the same old everyday situations and problems that everybody else has? You know, ain't no need to fool yourself. Just because you come to church every Sunday, that don't mean that the devil don't rob you. Just because you can declare, I love God, that doesn't mean that you're not under attack this morning, because I come to assure you, you are under attack of the devil. The devil have a way of just seeping in. He'll creep into any situation. Anywhere you be, you can find the devil in the midst. I don't care whether it's on your job, whether it's in the schoolhouse, the church house, wherever you are, the devil find a way to get in. But don't you know, I found out that the only way the devil will have any stand is if you allow him to have it. You got to learn how to recognize the devil. And James said, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Well, now, how do you resist the devil? You got to learn how to have a deaf ear to the thing that the enemy tried to feed you. You got to learn how to let your heart still be full of compassion. Even though somebody may use, persecute, or abuse you, you still got to learn how to love somebody. I learned that the Bible tells us to love our enemy as ourselves. And that's a strange thing to do, but if you would just learn to just treat your enemy like you want to be treated, blessings will come your way. Now what will happen, the enemy won't understand that you can throw the enemy off guard, because anytime you treat the enemy nice, enemy don't know how to handle you. But as long as you meet them on their own turf, then they already there, so they know what to do on that turf. But if you meet them with kindness and goodness and with an understanding spirit, now, being in the human flesh, there are going to come times when you're going to get frustrated. There are going to be times in your life where you're going to throw your hands up and say, just forget it all. There are going to be some times in your life where you may have even said, I will never have anything else to do with this individual. But never say never. That very one that you won't have anything else to do with might be the very one to come along when you are laying on the wayside and you need a helping hand. So don't be so quick to say what you won't do. We're living in some very, very crucial times. And in these times that we're living in, I want you to understand that God still has not changed. Anytime you are going through and you began to complain, understand this, that there's somebody in a worse state than what you are. I don't care how sick you are, somebody's sicker than you are. I don't care how broke down you are, somebody is broken down worse than what you are. I heard a friend of mine say just yesterday that God won't bring you to something and not carry you through it. And you know, that stuck with me. Because this woman was a sick woman. But she realized that in the midst of her sickness, God brought her to the sickness, and God will carry her through the sickness. Any of those of you in here that are sick or have any ailments in your body, you can attest with what the woman said, because you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if God bring you to it, God got the power and the ability to take you through it. Anybody riding on the wings of God this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. There ought to be a witness in the house this morning that God will come through and come to your rescue. But we got to learn how to increase our faith and ask God to teach us how to wait on him. See, a lot of time we don't know how to wait on him. We want him to come right now, quick, fast, and in a hurry. But your time may not be in God's time frame. But one thing I am assured of is that God will come on time. Somebody in here knowing to be an on-time God. Somebody knowing to be a God that they can always depend on. As we studied in our Sunday school lesson this morning, we was reminded of how precious and how special we are to God. We are God's precious creation. For the Bible tells us that after he created the heavens and the earth, he created man in his own image. Formed man from the dust of the ground, breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Now, as you know, as time went on, man was disobedient and fell short. And ever since he has fallen short, the plague of sin has followed us along the way. Some of us have forgotten that we have fallen short in our lives. Some of us have gotten so holy and sanctified that we look down on everybody else. Some of us are so high above and feel like we got all of the answers and can't nobody tell us nothing. That's some of us. But a lot of us still understand that we were made by God himself. A lot of us understand that God has the power to come in and take that which he has given anytime that he so desires. Those of us that are believers understand this morning that everything we have belongs to the Lord. So many of us sit back and we claim ownership. This is my this and this is my that and this is my that. But everything you got come from the Lord. Everything that you see made was made out of something that God made in the beginning. But we like to think we are so intelligent that I come up with some new things. You can't come up with any new things. Because if you believe what the Bible said that there's nothing new under the sun. So if you think you got another way of doing it or a better way of doing it, you just think that. Can't nobody change your thinking. Can't nobody make you do anything. So many people find themselves running through life trying to people please. And anytime you try to people please, you can't God please. Because you can't God please and people please at the same time. That there's so many of us want to have friends. We want to be well thought about. But if you just only think about me when I'm doing what you want me to do, then I'm sorry for you. If the only time you can think well of me is when I'm in your corner, then I'm sorry for you. But there comes a time you got to stand right there in the middle and say, for God I live and for God I'll die. Come what will or may, I'm going to stand for the power of the Almighty God. There's going to come a time after you've fallen short and after you realize where your strength comes from, because my Bible says that we were bought with a price. Hallelujah, Jesus. We live and then we die. But when it's all said and done, we're either going to be one of the sheep or a goat. Now, that's going to make a little more sense to you in just a minute. The key to all of this is getting to know Jesus. You got to get to know him for yourself. You got to be able to personalize your relationship with God. You can't go through life on mama and daddy's apron strings. You can't go through life on somebody else's prayers. It's good to say somebody prayed for me. Had me on their mind, thinking about me and prayed for me. And it's good that you prayed for me, but there comes a time that you got to pray for yourself. Amen. One of our most popular scriptures that we cherish and we apply to our lives in a personal way is found in the 23rd Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now, to some, that's repetitious because we've heard it over and over and over again. But to others, after we have lived enough and experienced enough to know what it means to have God as your shepherd, when you know God as your shepherd, then you are not worried about the things that come along in life, because when you are able to say these words with conviction, it wipes away all of your grief and all of your despair and all of your anguish. It all just goes away. Because why? The Lord is my shepherd. You know, you got to know that for yourself. You can't continue to know that he's David's shepherd. We like to say what David said, but can you not say that for yourself? You got to be able to personalize it for yourself. This is what David was talking about. David had been through some things in his life. Have you not been through some things in your life? David had fallen short and sinned on God. Have you not fallen short and sinned on God? Some of us act like we've been saved all of our lives. And some of us act like our salvation is greater than everybody else's. Well, I'm here to serve you. Know that you know better than nobody else. You know higher than nobody else. And let me tell you something else. I got sense enough to know I'm no higher than you. I'm no better than you. I'm made from the same dust of the ground that you are made of. But I can say this morning that the Lord is my shepherd. Anybody want to claim God this morning? Hallelujah, Jesus. When we look at St. John, St. John refers to him as the good shepherd. For Jesus says himself, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. That's what the good shepherd did. But now, what is Jesus saying? What is he talking about? What is the good shepherd? Who is the good shepherd? What does it mean to us? We have three words here: shepherd, sheep, and goat. Shepherd is a person who takes care of sheep, an honorable but dangerous vocation among the Jews. Shepherd is also used to define ministers, and it's also defined as Christ. So Christ is a shepherd. He is the one that takes care of the sheep. He has a dangerous vocation because sheep has a tendency to get into some things. Anybody know what I'm talking about? There was a reason why the sheep needed a shepherd. Now, sheep is a domesticated animal prized for the food and fleece which it provided. Also was used as a sacrificial offering. By nature, they are helpless creatures. Depend on the shepherd to lead them to water and to pasture. They depend on the shepherd to protect them from all of the wild animals and the wiles of the devil. One thing about the shepherd, he would gather them up when they wander off. You ever had any sheep to wander off? One minute everybody's in the sheepfold, the next minute look around and some of the sheep done strayed. But the good shepherd, say, I love my sheep so much that if I got 100 sheep and one of my sheep go astray, I'm a lead in 99, because that 99, they ought to be able to help one another. They ought to be able to take care of one another till I get back. But I got one sheep that I got to go find. And that's what the good shepherd is. The good shepherd will step away from the flock every now and then to come and find you, and me. How many of us have ever been that wiring sheep, that just sheep that was out there somewhere? Any of you ever been out there? Some of you found your way back. Some of you couldn't find your way back. So you had to call on somebody. And I'm guaranteed somewhere in the midst of it all, somebody said, oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, Lord, my shepherd, my lily of the valley, my bright and morning star. I stand in need of a blessing. And I know that you know that I'm right here in the midst of the cricket. I'm caught up in the bushes. And I want to get out. But I can't get out all by myself. I'm just a little sheep. And I don't know which way to go. I can smell the water. But I can't find the pond. But I thank God for the shepherd that will come and lead me beside the still water. I almost felt like preaching right then. Lord, I hate to cut back. But I forgot to tell you about the goat. I was almost gone. Oh, he got good, Johnny. Got good. Let's look at this goat right quick. A goat was another domesticated animal. Also used for food. Also used for clothing. And he was also used in religious sacrifices. But the goat was somewhat different than the sheep. The goat was not of a gentle character like the sheep. Goats are independent, willful, and curious. Goats like to get into stuff too. Now the sheep are a little timid, but the goat got bumped, got spunk. I'm glad that came out halfway decent. When we look at the independence of the goat, we know a goat to be bullheaded. Goat can be hard-headed. You know, sheep will listen, but goats just won't listen to nothing. Goat will bump their heads up against anything. So you got to make a decision in life whether you're going to be one or the other. Now, when we look at our text of Jesus, as he gives us the great judgment, he talks about the goats being representing those that are unrighteous, and those goats could not enter into the kingdom of God. So now, as we look back at the 100 Psalms, the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his sheep people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So even all the way back to grandma and great-grandma, their God was good. And when it comes up to my day, God is still good. You see, we got to understand that we got to be faithful worshipers and believers. We think about God being the good shepherd. There's a fulfillment of prophecy in this statement. For Jesus came to deliver those of us that were lost in sin. His hands are those hands that will hold us and guide us in the way that he wants us to go. But you got to know that the Lord is the Lord. He is God himself. It is God that have made us. You didn't make yourself this morning, but you were made from the dust of the ground. And the Lord our God breathed into your nostrils the breath of life. And then you became a living soul because you were able to say that I am a child of the Almighty God. And I believe that I belong to the good shepherd. For the good shepherd would give up his life for the sheep. You got to understand that whenever you get into the line of sheep work, that there's somebody got to do the hard work. And somebody got to lay by the wayside. But God got somebody in the midst this morning that is willing to do whatever needs to be done. Somebody needs to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you got to be on one side or the other side. There's going to come a time when you got to stand before the judgment seat of God. And when you stand before God this morning, God want to know whether you're right or whether you're wrong. God already got your number. Everything been written in the book of life. But when I began to think about where I come from, I found out that God is a good God. He is the shepherd. And when the shepherd looked down upon the flock, every now and then the flock gets a little bit weary. But God has a way of drawing us back in. Anybody ever called on the name of the Lord? And found that God will bring you back in. God has some drawing power. And when you find yourself down and out, and you can't seem to find your way, all you got to do is call on the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I believe God will come to your rescue. I want to know, will you be ready when Christ comes back again? For when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all of the holy angels will be with him, he is set upon the throne of God. And when he set upon the throne, the Bible says he's going to gather all nations. All the nations from this side of the world and that side of the world. Everybody going to come together and get on one accord. And when we come together at the throne of the Lord, the Bible says that Jesus himself that sits upon the throne, he's going to divide the people of God. He's going to put some on the right. The sheep will be on the right. And he'll put the goat on the left. And I want to know this morning, when it's all said and done, what side will you be on? Will you be on the right side, or will you be on the left side? Because when it's all said and done, you're either going to be a sheep or you're going to be a goat. Now, you might not want to be a goat because the goat is on his way to hell. But I'm glad that I am a sheep. My God, when I get weary, the Bible says that the good shepherd, he knows the sheep. And the sheep know his voice. So when the shepherd calls out your holy name and say, get yourself in order, you better listen to what the shepherd got to say. Now, how does the shepherd speak to me? He talks to me in a small, still voice. Every now and then, I can hear my Savior calling my name and telling me, John, it's going to be all right after a while. When I read this scripture the other night, that caught my eye and my heart. I said, Lord, I want to be a sheep. I don't want to end up being a goat. I'd rather be a sheep, even though I might be timid, even though I may not be able to find my way. I am a child of the Almighty God, and I know that my shepherd will hear my humble cry. I know that the Lord that is my shepherd, I know I don't have to want for anything, for he supplies my every need. When I get hungry, the shepherd feeds me. When I need clothes to go on my back, the shepherd gives me clothes. When I need a resting place, he leads me by the still water, and I can sit down and rest a little while. There comes a time in your life that you got to try Jesus. And when you try Jesus for yourself, you know everything will be all right. But when we look at this particular package, when we look at these passages of scripture, the Bible says, when we don't do unto one another, we do not do unto God. When we see somebody hungry, when we see somebody in need, we need to supply that need. For the Lord thy God said that the least that you did unto your brother, you did so unto me. But when you do something for the Lord, when you do something for your brother, man, the same thing is going for the Lord. I'm glad to know this morning that when it's all said and done, you're either going to be one of the sheep or you'll be a goat. My sheep hear my voice and they know me and they'll follow me. If you are a sheep, you're willing to follow the Lord this morning. But if you're a goat, you're going to go wherever you want to go. Some of us still got that mentality. I can go where I want to go. True fact. But one thing about it, after you get there, the God that I'm talking about, if you're in the lowest parts of the world, he'll still be right there. If you're somewhere you have no business, he'll still be right there. There is no hiding place from the Lord this morning. When it's all said and done, because you're living today, but one day you're going to have to meet the Maker. And the Maker said that when you come, when I gather all of the nations together, I'm not going to hear what he said or she said, but it's going to be an individual judgment. You see, that's what this text is all about. Individuality. So many times we want to point the finger at everybody else, and we want to say they and them. But when it comes to this particular judgment, it's going to be you and him. Whatever you did in your life, you're going to have to give an account of. And when you stand before the judgment seat of Christ, there's either one of two places you're going, to the right or to the left. It's your choice this morning. What side do you want to end up on? Do you want to remain a sheep? Or do you want to end up a goat? Nobody can make that decision but you.